I'm not surprised that you are,
returned Dorothy.
They must be dreadful beasts.
The lion was about to reply when suddenly they came to another gulf across the road. But this one was so broad and deep that the lion knew at once he could not leap across it. So they sat down to consider what they should do. And after serious thought, the scarecrow said,
Here is a great tree standing close to the ditch. If the Tin Woodman can chop it down so that it will fall to the other side, we can walk across it easily.
That is a first-rate idea,
said the lion.
One would almost suspect you had brains in your head instead of straw.
The woodman set to work at once, and so sharp was his axe that the tree was soon chopped nearly through. Then the lion put his strong front legs against the tree and pushed with all his might, and slowly the big tree tipped and fell with a crash across the ditch, with its top branches on the other side. They had just started to cross this queer bridge when a sharp growl made them all look up. And to their horror, they saw running toward them two great beasts with bodies like bears and heads like tigers.
They are the Kalidas,
said the cowardly lion, beginning to tremble.
Quick,
cried the scarecrow.
Let us cross over.